KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Guy Ritchie's new crime caper, The Gentleman, expands the concept of a selfie, mostly to the good. It's a movie in which pleasingly self-enchanted actors play comically self-important characters, pursuing elaborately self-serving schemes. Yet the appeal of the thing is self-limiting, since the substance matters less than the self-referential style, the reference being to Ritchie's early films in exactly the same vein. That means he's back in the milieu of his electrifying 1998 debut feature, Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, and of Snatch, Revolver, and Rock and Rolla, the London of criminal toughs and toffs, all with extravagant vocabularies and a fondness for picturesque violence. The king of the crooked hill in this new film is Mickey Pearson, an American expat played purringly by Matthew McConaughey. Mickey wants to sell a vastly profitable empire built on marijuana. He grows the stuff in subterranean tech-intensive farms hidden beneath a dozen of England's statelier homes. The question is whether Mickey will prevail against an assortment of competitors and miscreants who want to relieve him of his profits. They include a disreputable private eye, Fletcher, played by Hugh Grant, and Matthew, played by Jeremy Strong from Succession. He's a fey American billionaire who wants to buy Mickey's horticultural venture, though not necessarily at the asking price. The story is intriguing and gossamer thin, and the Prospero of the piece is Hugh Grant's Fletcher, the dirty detective. Instead of conjuring up storms or raising the dead, he confronts Mickey's assistant, Ray, that's Charlie Hunnam, with a movie script he's created, a drama grounded in scrupulous snoopery that amounts to a blueprint for blackmailing Mickey. Fletcher evokes the script's lurid details in a performance within a performance that's worth the price of admission to the movie outside the movie. In a word, Hugh Grant is sensational. In two words, he's absolutely hilarious. It's some of the best work he's ever done on screen. But then, terrific performances are what Guy Ritchie's better films are all about. Matthew McConaughey does an updated version of himself with easeful elan. Mickey is a smoothie until called to do battle. Michelle Dockery doesn't have much to do. She's the token female, Mickey's wife, but she's sharp and funny doing it. Jeremy Strong's portrayal of the super-rich Matthew is basically one note, a vacuous sulk, but the opposite is true of Colin Farrell. He turns a minor character, an athletic coach named Coach, into a major presence. The guy comes out of nowhere with no allegiance to anyone at first, but Colin Farrell makes him mesmerizing with a whole string of dazzling verbal riffs. Never underestimate the power of language flowing from an Irish mouth with a silver tongue. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.